New York City public school students go to schools with over 5,000 security guards, but only 3,000 guidance counselors. Schools where activities and supplies are supplemented by funds from parents. Some schools have co-locations where students share their buildings with well-funded charter schools. They take lunch as early as 9:30 in the morning. These are public schools throughout the five boroughs. High schools where you'll find students like Danya Ilias in Long Island City.
A lot of textbooks, we don't have those. We reuse the same ones over and over again every year. Even the desks are really messed up, so I don't know. And we don't even have money to get new ones.
What about the teachers and supplies?
They usually have to ask for more supplies because they don't really have enough as they do for all the children and all the classes that they have. And it's always a problem because they don't even have the right supplies they have.
I met the 11th grade Bryant High School student recently at City Hall, where she was protesting a city council bill, Intro 65. It would give public school funding for security guards to private schools. She stood with members of DRUM, DAISY Rising Up, New York City's South Asian Social Justice Group.
They should be funding it into things that we actually need, like paper, textbooks, desks, like things that are going to help us exceed in our education instead of like giving them to private schools that already have so much money as it is, and it's really useless and really pointless.
How old are your textbooks? Have you ever looked at the date on them?
I have. They go back before 2000. So it's like really, really messed up.
Like, which textbooks are those?
We have history textbooks, math textbooks, geometry. They're all really torn apart and like really, really old. And there hasn't been, like in my experience, there hasn't been a year where I've seen like a brand new textbook.
And you use the internet a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I have to, because, I mean, the textbooks don't help us all. So pages would be missing, people would be scribbling on them, so I have to use the internet most of the time to get my work done.
And do your teachers ever complain about this?
The teachers have complained about it. I know some of my teachers last year, they were complaining about the textbooks and the desks, because the desks are really messed up. The chairs come apart from the table, and there's no way to put it back together, so.
Danya's sister, Nimralia, is 9 years old. She goes to PS 212 in Queens, and she stood in front of education advocates and a few elected officials at City Hall.
My job was to pick money and all those other stuff.
So, but you were taking money from one container and putting it in another. Do you know what you were doing?
I was stealing money from public schools and public funds and putting it in private schools.
Okay. Intro 65 is a piece of legislation that would give between $31 million to $200 million in aid to hire school safety agents in private and parochial schools.
Queens Council Member Danny Drum, a former New York City high school teacher, is one of a few council members who oppose the bill.
If people choose to put their kids into private schools, that's fine, and they have the right to be able to do that. But the private school should ensure those parents that they have secure buildings, that they're teaching the requirements that they have to provide for every school. That's a separate issue. Why are we taking public dollars and investing them in private schools?
Councilmember Rosie Mendez represents the Lower East Side, the East Village, Gramercy Park, Kips Bay, and parts of Murray Hill. She says schools in her district are lacking.
When I got into office, my middle schools did not have science labs. Mm-hmm. That is required.
That's right.
For graduation for every middle school student to have hours in a science lab. My kids were graduating and not getting into the best high schools because they had never walked into a science lab. And I have many schools right now that still don't have gyms. And in the wintertime, they can't take the kids out into the backyard because it's too cold to bring them out there. And physical education is a required part of our education. So if we want to talk about spending money, let's put more computers in the classroom. Let's make sure every school has a library, a science lab, and a gym so our public school students, our children can have a well-rounded education.
The public school system is in great need.
Brooklyn Councilmember Inez Barron worked for years in the New York City public school system.
We need guidance counselors, we need support staff, we need paraprofessionals, we need more teachers so that we can reduce the class size. Until we can do that and provide all of those support services, we talk about a wraparound program and an extended day, until we can do that and fund that, we are going to be able to say our system is not operating optimally. Not one dime of public money should go to support private institutions. When people decide that they want to not use the services of the public school system, that's fine. That's their prerogative. When they decide to use a private institution, it is the responsibility of that private institution to design an operating budget that meets what they say are the needs of that institution. Not one dime should go from public funds to support any private institution where the parents have decided that's where they want to place their child.
Not one dime! Not one dime!
Latoya Strong is with the New York Collective of Radical Educators. She wants to know how we can bring about holistic learning when funds are being funneled away from students.
It's actually perplexing when you think about the reality of having police in our schools, specifically our schools serving low-income minoritized populations. Our schools for these students are policed much like our neighborhoods are. Our students are labeled as criminals without actually committing any crimes. Our students are forced to walk through metal detectors to enter school. Our students are given summonses for menial behavior such as chewing gum and wearing a hat. So instead of putting this money into private schools, we should be allocating this money to restorative justice practices and to decriminalize a race-based, class-based, immigrant status-based, homophobic, and transphobic discipline system.
Meanwhile, this school year, PTAs will continue to hold events and parents will try to raise funds to fill in the gaps where needed in their local public schools.
They set up donation boxes. We could bring our stuff from home and help the school out, and I think that's a really good thing. Since obviously the other people are not doing it, they're taking money away from us, so they have to do something ourselves to get what we need.
44 out of 51 New York City Council members signed on to Intro 65. It could allocate as much as $200 million of public money to private schools. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.